my life definitely hasn't been as blessed as it has in the past 6 months. In 1996, I lost my son to cancer after a 15-month battle. When my son died, part of me died also. I was very angry at God for taking him. I fell away from religion. Then in 2004, after moving back to Whidbey Island, my wife, on a weekly basis, would bug me. You want to go to church? You want to go to church? No, I didn't want to go to church. You know, the following week would be the same thing. Well, after being pestered so much, I finally, fine, I'll go. Leave me alone. You know, well, I got an awesome church family. You know, I met a lot of people. It was great. It was awesome. You know, I thought, wow, you know, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I go to Bible study. Got a great church family. But I knew nothing about salvation. And it all started back in October when my wife went to a women's retreat. She came home. She was a different person. I was disturbed by this, as all she talked about was God. You know, I felt there was no time for me. I guess, in a sense, I felt kind of jealous, you know, as to what she had, but I didn't know how to get it. Well, another little time, I brought John Heflinger in for an interview for the first responders down at Nichols. When I asked him what drove him to want to be a first responder, he gave me a strange look, like I put him on the spot. He cleared his throat and said, well, Mike, I'm a Christian man, and Jesus died so that I could be saved. Talk about persecution, you know, I put him on the spot. And that day something clicked in me. I didn't have that fear. That's when it hit me hard. Well, in November, my wife's mentor had me memorizing a few verses. Wow. The verse that hit me hard was 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And this is a testimony. God has given us eternal life, and in this life is His Son. He who has the Son has life, but he who does not have the Son does not have life. November 29th, 2009, I asked Jesus into my life. I went to bed that night, about 11 o'clock, praying. I even woke up 6:30 in the morning. I was still praying. In December, things really started happening to me. All I listened to was Christian music, which I loved my country music, my classic rock. But today, I don't think I've listened to anything other than Christian music since. I talked to people about Jesus, even at work. An individual at work was having a hard time, and I helped him out with the benevolent fund. When he asked me, how can I ever thank you? I said, hey, bud, go home. Don't thank me. Go home. Get on your knees with your wife. Thank God. You know, wow. It dawned on me, those are things I don't do or never did. You know, I didn't talk to people about God. Well, even Christmas. Christmas was different this year. We didn't go all out like the years before. This year, Parsi and I started praying. This year had a different meaning. It wasn't about the lavish gifts. It was about the birth of our Savior. Parsi and I started praying about buying a house. I never figured it would happen. But if God wanted us to have one, then we would. 4 months later, we're moving in. In January, Parsi and I started reading the Bible together. March, I ended up going to Warm Beach Men's Advance. I was deeply moved the last day there because we had a communion service, and the facilitator was talking about Luke 22, verse 15 through 22, which is about the Passover and Judas Iscariot betraying Jesus. I felt so much shame and guilt that day because I felt like I was the one who betrayed Christ after Mikey died. Today I am a warrior for Christ, and the Holy Spirit has opened my eyes to a new life. That's my testimony.